Most shops and other businesses in the capital, Khartoum, were open this morning after the transitional government's announcement last night that it has arrested more key suspects believed to have been behind yesterday's failed coup attempt. Speaking to reporters in Khartoum shortly after a Security and Defense Council meeting, Sudanese Defense Minister Yassin Ibrahim said the coup attempt was led by Major General Abdulbaghi al-Hassan Osman Bakrawi, along with 22 officers of different ranks and a number of non-commissioned officers and soldiers. He confirmed a preliminary investigative report indicating the goal was to seize power and undermine the transitional period.
The situation is now under control and we have arrested all individuals whose names have appeared on the list of the investigative team, and the investigation is underway with the rest of them to find out more details about the coup attempt. The situation has been contained in a short time through the vigilance of our security organs without causing any human casualty or property damage.
Sudanese political parties, armed groups, civil society organizations, and independent unions all condemn the failed coup attempt and call for a transparent investigation and information on the legal procedures being carried out against the perpetrators. In a statement released last night, the Sudanese Public Prosecutor's Office condemned the coup attempt against the transitional government and the constitution, calling it a criminal act that threatens the aspirations and hopes of citizens for a decent life. The United Nations, the African Union, the U.S., Great Britain and Norway, known as the Troika, and other foreign governments also condemned any attempts to interrupt the transitional period in Sudan through military means. Volker Perthes, the head of the United Nations Integrated Transitional Assistance in Sudan, or UNITAMS, condemned any military attempt to spoil Sudan's transitional period.
I categorically condemn the attempted military coup that happened Tuesday morning. The United Nations also condemns any attempt, whether through a coup or otherwise, to impede the process of democratic political transition and the pluralistic nature of the state, as is stated in the constitutional document.
Perthes reiterated the UN's commitment to provide support for a democratic transition in Sudan.
I reiterate the continued commitment of the United Nations to provide assistance, advice, and support to inclusive civilian governance in Sudan. And I would like to assure the continuous support of all the stakeholders towards the inclusive transition process and achieving the aspirations of the Sudanese people for peace, stability, and democracy.
Although life seems to have returned to normal in Khartoum this morning, several military vehicles are still patrolling the streets of the capital and are visible around key government institutions. For VOA News, I'm Michael Atit in Khartoum.